Hello, I'm Kathleen Jones, and this is Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every single day. I love hearing from you out there who are listening to this. I got the sweetest note the other day from an actor friend of mine who said, I really loved this week's episode, by the way. She was talking about, as your day goes, so your career goes. I was thinking about how frustrated I was that I can't go to acting classes because everything's shut down. And I was like, well, that's such a cop-out. I could easily, like once a week, work on a monologue and film it like an audition. Yes, you could. This particular friend is an actor, but knowing her and her hilarious point of view, she could easily write her own monologues and short Zoom films and be making work in her own voice. The only thing stopping you, friend, was that you didn't have a podcast intro encouraging you to do it. And now you do. I believe in you. Okay, today I want to talk about my favorite Instagram fad, minimalism. Minimalism makes me a better writer. So I've been obsessed with minimalism ever since I heard about it. If you saw my solo show, Everybody in This Play is Dying, you might remember the entire whole bit I did about coats, about how much I love buying coats, but my overwhelming guilt at owning more than two when there are people out there in the world freezing. I mean, if I was Paris Hilton with a ton of money, I would be a monster with like a new winter coat for every day of the season because I just love winter coats so much as an art form. But like, how evil, because there are people out there who need coats. Anyway, the more serious I've gotten about my writing, the more pared down I need my life to be. Most of the reason I don't write when I want to write is because I'm distracted and overwhelmed by stress, by a day job, by the need to cook and clean my apartment and fold all the clothes I've piled on my laundry chair. It's this beautiful chair that we got on like some super sale, and it's in the corner of our bedroom / dining room. And I haven't sat on it in a month because we call it the laundry chair. It's just piled high with laundry I need to fold. And, you know, we only live in 890 square feet, which in New York terms is basically a mansion, but in regular America terms is quite small. And the longer I'm in the game, the smaller I need the rest of my life to be so that I can focus on my big three things, which is my family, my faith, and writing stuff. Not football. I don't give a rat's ass about football. And every Sunday I spend doing laundry is a lost day when I could have been writing or reading a novel peacefully on the couch. And I hate living in clutter, but living in clutter is what I pick if I only have time to write or to clean. Because the truth is, anytime you're folding laundry, you're not writing. And that time doesn't magically come back. I used to play these mental games with myself. Oh, well, I just got to fold this laundry and then I'll put it away. And then, you know, I'll write after that. But if I have 3 hours and two of them go to laundry and one of them goes to writing, then that's 3 hours that will never be 3 hours writing. It's just time is finite. And the sooner you stop playing these emotional mental games with yourself that you just sort of magically, I'll just do that later. The sooner you can start looking things square in the eye and making the hard choices for the things that you want. And so for me, that's needing less stuff and needing less stuff to clutter because the clutter is driving me nuts and stealing from my writing time. And I do like cleaning. My mother might be surprised to hear this, as she loves to quote the one time in my childhood that I said, "But the floor is my biggest shelf." And what I never told her, because she thought that was so funny and precocious, is that, of course, I was quoting a line that I heard on the Disney Channel. See, I was destined to be a TV writer. So in January, my bestie Leslie and I did a no-spend January, sort of like a dry January, but for people who have a Target add-to-cart problem instead of a drinking problem. And it really got my interest re-interested in minimalism. So this is my little tidbit for you. Here are the benefits of a no-spend January. First of all, I had more time not spending or searching for things beyond groceries and rent. Second of all, I don't need as much junk as I think I did. Duh. I think I knew that intellectually, and then not buying things for a month made me realize just how often I have the instinct to buy things that I really don't need. And then third, of course, I wrote more because I wasn't able to cheat on my writing time by searching for stuff on the internet. And also, I made a trial capsule wardrobe. I used Courtney Carver's wardrobe capsule project book, Project 333, the minimalist fashion challenge that proves less really is so much more. And I was excited about this for the same reason that I was excited to chop 11 inches of hair off. You can see that in my story highlights. I just want to practice being ruthless with my comfort zone in pursuit of the thing I actually want. I didn't make it all the way down to 33 pieces yet. Orion and I have one little closet each that's got five drawers and a 1 foot long hanging bar. There's an image of that in my stories as well. I have a story highlight for my minimalism journey. And as a result of my big purge to attempt a capsule wardrobe, I got rid of two big boxes of junk and another box of spring and summer items that I won't need for three more months. My closet drawers are now sparse. They close comfortably and I can find things. I didn't make it all the way to only 33 items of clothing, but I did fit all the clothes that I want to wear in a tiny closet, which is an outward boundary that I can't exceed. So here's how that affected my writing, all of that. It didn't really. I still had to get up every day and write. Editing my closet, not spending money, did not give me better writing ideas or teach me how to nail Act 3 or remove the anxiety that comes from imposter failure fear. But here's how it affected my personal life. Lots of ways. Less laundry, which means less time. Easy access to the clothes that I like to wear, which means I'm always wearing something I like, which means more daily confidence. Mornings are simpler. It's easier and quicker to get dressed. And weekends are also simpler because I have just one load of laundry to do. None of those things impact my writing directly, but they all impact me in positive, affirming, time, freedom-giving ways. And I'm the one who does all the writing. And when I feel better, I write better. So here's how it affected my writing again. In a lot of ways, because I had more time to do it. And the biggest reason I wanted to get rid of clothes and books and junk and all sorts of random stuff in drawers around the house is, I say house, it's a little apartment, is to prepare better for my foster kids. I was kind of sad when I realized there wasn't a lot of room for them or their things because my stuff was everywhere and the apartment is too small to hide the clutter pockets. It just becomes a big chaotic mess. And I really wanted to be able to welcome these kids in and have enough margin that they feel like they have the space and the freedom to make our home their own. I wanted them to have places and bookshelves and closet space just for them. And to do that, I had to cut out all my own junk. So this is an easy one this week. It's still early enough in the year for hope and delusion enough to think you can make a cool Instagram fad stick in your life, too. So try getting rid of one big annoying problem in a creatively ruthless way. Maybe for you, it's not laundry. Maybe it's cooking or grocery shopping or childcare or reading the news too much or watching too much TV. It's like that passage in the gospel somewhere. If your eye causes you to sin, throw it out. I mean, I didn't throw out my whole eye. That is not the passage. I didn't throw out my whole eye, but I... this is getting weird. Anyway, looking at my script, I did that eye metaphor like another five sentences. Why did I do that? Right. There's this, one of my favorite Instagrams is at #BigFamily. And she edited her closet down to 11 items of clothes. But just whatever you would like to pick. Pick a thing that drives you nuts and distracts you from your blue flame, as Jen Fulweiler calls it, and cut that thing out of your life. Minimize it to shreds, or minimize it until it's no longer a big, scary problem. It's a light and airy closet full of only your favorite things and nothing else. But face it head on, stare it down, make it go away through gentle yet assertive steps that make it clear that distraction has no place here anymore. I have lost confidence in any organizing strategy or cleaning schedule. I just don't care. I want to spend my time on my family, on my writing, reading books, watching movies, and prayer. So I'm really starting my journey of tearing the issue out at the root, which is my attachment to things that clutter my home. By the time the kids arrive, I want the house to be a lean, clean, healing environment with room to welcome their chaos. And I want space to focus on them and focus on my writing and not much else. Okay, so you have an idea, a story that you want to tell, a vision you want to realize. Speaking of minimalism, you've got this thing you want to do, but there's just like too much stuff really distracting you. You've got all these decisions to make. You feel totally paralyzed by all the options. So what do? You call my friend and coach, Molly Pearson of Leap Workshops. I've had Molly as my coach for a few years now, and the truth is I get writing done faster and more efficiently with somebody else on my team. Molly's done a lot of projects with me. She guided me through self-producing 2 shows and writing 3 new scripts. Molly will help you create a plan for your work, equip you with helpful tools, be your accountability buddy, and work to troubleshoot issues as they come up. You can find her on Instagram at Leap Workshops and online at leapworkshops.com. Please tell her I sent you. Okay, this week I'm writing the dad jokes script. I'm so excited to finally be writing a script. This is what I love. So that's my week. I'm reading A Handful of Earth, A Handful of Sky by Linnell George, which is about Octavia Butler, who I've been enjoying all February. And I'm going to watch this documentary called Black Ballerina. It's on Amazon. I recommend some other things for me to watch. I kind of hit a wall with things to watch, and I would just love some new, fresh ideas kind of outside the box. Thank you for joining. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere at Hello Kathleen J, and this podcast at Writing My Writing Down. This episode was edited by Harrison Lewis on Twitter at HarryJTL. Theme song by Alexa Marino on Instagram and Spotify at Alexa Marino Music. If you're feeling friendly, I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts. Please, please, please. Thank you so much. And let me know what you're cutting out this week. If you would love to let me know, use the hashtags WritingMyWritingDown and WriteReadWatch to show me what's the project that is motivating you to finally get ruthless about that distraction. I'm Kathleen Jones, and this is Writing My Writing Down. If you want to get your writing done, write it down.
Wake up and get out of bed. I've got to tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing my writing down. Writing.